Good evening, friends, cousins, and fellow night owls. Welcome to Haunts and Hates, a late-night deep dive into the heart of Black America's most chilling and captivating folklore and folk horror. I'm Giovanni Gibbons, Gio to most, a professor of history and folklore with an affinity for Afro folk tales and lore. This season, we'll focus on the Black Mecca of Stantonville, USA, a place ripe with its own unique legacy, folklore, and haunted history. Each episode, we'll connect with guests to discuss local legends, unearth forgotten tales, and document their personal experiences with the haunts and haints of their hometowns. This isn't just about ghost stories. It's a celebration and exploration of cultural myths and legends, documenting experiences with the Black supernatural. Stantonville is an East Coast coastal city and home of many Black firsts, to include being the first all-Black incorporated city established in 1811. This is an invitation to immerse yourselves in the haunting folklore, dark history, and spine-chilling encounters that have become part of Stantonville's otherwise bright and abundant legacy. Prepare yourselves for tales of haunts, hates, rituals, traditions, curses, lore, and more. Welcome to Haunts and Hates. Tonight, we have Angela Wright with us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Though I'll admit, I almost didn't come.
Oh, no. Why is that?
Because Stantonville is sacred, and what's been created here is special.
Wait. So you're from around these parts?
Born and raised. My father and his family are, too. He met my mom, who's now an ancestor, at school.
Stantonville State.
That's right. Who you with? That's my alma mater, too.
And your mom? Where does she hail from?
Harlem. And let me tell you, they are a proud people.
How was her time here? You know, not being from here?
She always loved it. Stayed here after finishing her PhD. Then shortly after, I was born.
Okay. If you'll allow it, I'd like to go back to this apprehension you felt about being on the show.
When I heard you were doing haunts here, I wanted to make sure your intentions were good.
Oh, I see. I can assure you, I have nothing but the best intentions.
Well, Stantonville has ways of handling those who don't respect her power.
What kind of ways?
Like a grandma who don't play. What?
No, that's exactly how it feels.
I can't take credit for that one. My mom used to say it.
Okay, so you know how this goes.
I do. Earlier, I mentioned my father's family is from here, so I got to spend a lot of time with them. I spent the most time with my grandmother, Bobby Jean, a local root worker.
Noted. And where did she live?
Just outside the city, on the edge of downtown. My haint begins the summer I turned 15. I spent every summer with my grandma because there was never a dull moment, especially when she was helping people with their problems.
What kind of problems?
The dangerous kind. The kind I was about to have.
Miss Mary Mac, all dressed in black, with silver buttons, all down her back. She asked her mother, for 15 cents.
What's up, Trouble?
Nay, nay!
Hey, Renee! Hey,
thank you, Miss Patrick. I'll go get the spirit right now.
Right in front of her house.
Yes, ma'am.
Afternoon, Miss Bobby Jean.
Hey, baby.
What y'all up to?
Nothing. You?
I got something to tell y'all.
What is it?
Shh. Miss Bobby G is still saving lives?
I sure am. Now stay out of grown folks' business.
Yes, ma'am.
Y'all girls keep it down out there. It's time for my client.
Yes, ma'am.
So, what do you have to tell us?
Shh, God damn it. Y'all ever heard of Mr. Noose?
Duh, and I ain't trying to hear no more.
How do you know about it?
Bobby Jean, she told me he was from around the way and he wasn't good people.
Meaning?
He was skin folk and not kin folk, if you feel me.
Calm down, it's just a game, y'all.
I don't know, Nay. Bobby Jean be knowing.
Oh, come on. Y'all scared of a game? Look, Bobby Jean got protection. You hear them bottles? My mama said they keep spirits away.
That don't mean we should call one.
Listen, my cousin said as long as you play the game and finish it, you won't get counted.
Get counted?
Die?
What?
Allegedly.
Hell no, I ain't trying to die.
You won't. My cousin did it and—
Which cousin?
What? Jamal, does it matter?
See, your boyfriend did it and he's fine.
Shut up, Alicia.
Wait, you like Jamal?
Whatever. No. I mean, he's cute and all, but
ew.
Hey, why y'all saying my name?
They trying to act scared about Mr. Noose. Tell him you played it and you fine.
What's up, Alicia? Hey, Ange.
Hey, Mom.
Ange.
Yeah, I play. As long as you finish, you good.
Y'all, are we playing or not?
If we do it, we can't do it here. Bobby Gina whipped all of us.
You right. Let's do it on my block. Jamal, you coming?
Oh, I know what convinced you to go.
Hush.
Okay, Jamal, what do we do?
Hey, look, there are two ways you can play it. Say it under the street light or do the hand game. But once you start, you gotta finish before sunrise, or...
Or what?
You get counted.
Chill, Nay. Look, my older brother's friend didn't finish, and they never heard from him again.
Stop trying to scare them, Jamal. He's just trying to scare y'all.
When the last time you seen Q around?
Boy, please. He vanished a month ago and came back with a new whip. You know that.
Good point. Anyway, I did it. Y'all gonna be fine. As soon as I finished, the light flickered, and I went home.
Ma, you okay?
When you see him, and you will, you gotta call him what he is, a Hank. Don't stutter, don't pause, no matter what you see.
That it?
Names have power.
Well, we got hands, don't we? Let's do this our way.
Okay.
One twist, two turns, three eyes shut.
The rope swings tight and the door slams shut. You can't stop now cause it's far too late. Four winds hush and ten toes scrape. If you stand too still, he gonna take your fate.
That it?
You just started the game. Now you gotta finish it.
Shit, I gotta go. Street light's coming on.
Hold up. You sure you don't want me to walk back with you?
Calm down. It's a block over. Dang. Night, Angie.
See y'all tomorrow.
Night.
Bye, Ange.
Bye, Mom.
Wait. If you hear something above you, don't look up, no matter what.
Thanks, Mom. See you later.
Tomorrow.
Ange? Since when you started calling her Ange?
Why you all in my business?
I got home and something was off.
In what way?
The door looked lighter than usual, almost white, and... Huh. Gran? I'm home! Gran? The house was quiet. Gran's car was there, but she wasn't, and she never leaves the door unlocked. I took a breath. But there was another one. I moved. He moved.
Who?
I was too afraid to think it then, and too smart to say it now.
What did you do?
Shit. I didn't look up, and I wasn't gonna call out. I wasn't stupid. I just needed to get upstairs to Gran's room and wait for her there. Upstairs was out. And the door wouldn't budge, so I went to the kitchen instead. Something was caught in my teeth. Something rough. Sharp. I ran to the bathroom to check. All my teeth were there. But when I spit, more of them came out. I learned to lie to myself that night.
What lie did you tell yourself?
Told myself the house was settling. I really wanted it to be him. It wasn't. Gren! I didn't know who else to call.
What did you see?
A man. His feet never touched the ground, only his toes. Dragging. Scraping. He was right in front of me. His head was on wrong.
This is not real. This is not real. It's a hate. You a hate.
I don't know how, but I knew it was her. I hauled ass to that door. No matter how hard I ran, I just couldn't get to her. This haint wouldn't let up.
Grandma!
But I broke through. I was back home. Really home.
You thought you were home before, though.
No. This was different. Bobby Jean's haint blue door was right in front of me.
Girl, where have you been? Baby, what's wrong? What happened?
I messed up bad, Gran.
Oh, baby, no. What did you do?
I...
Gran?
Shh, go. Inside now.
I wasn't counted.
And why do you think that is?
Bobby Jean.
Really?
Absolutely.
I see. And your friends, did the same thing happen to them?
I never saw Alicia again.
What?
According to her mother, she never came home.
What about Renee?
Refuses to talk about it.
Wow. I wasn't expecting that.
None of us were.
And Jamal?
That turned into a happy ending.
Uh-oh. How so?
Married 15 years this June.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
Ooh-wee. Hey, I needed that good news. Angela, thank you for trusting us with your story and kicking off our season.
And thank you all. Have a good night.
Drive safe. Oh, Taylor, what a ride that was, right? I wasn't expecting that.
Tell me about it. I can't stop thinking about that Alicia girl. Like, she just vanished?
Yeah. That part is messing me up, too.
Gio?
Yeah.
I just looked up Alicia Stantonville missing, and... there's nothing.
What? That can't be. Her mom reported her missing.
No, like nothing. No missing persons, no school records, no birth certificate. Nothing.
What the hell? Look up Mr. News, huh? What was the song again? One twist, two turns, three eyes?
Geo!